Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like one big pile of frustration waiting to explode. Ever feel that way? Like you're juggling a million things, deadlines are looming, and the only thing missing is a giant magnifying glass on all the chaos. Well, friend, you're not alone. Today we're diving headfirst into how to transform those frustrating feelings into pockets of peace. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want a little more serenity in their life? Think about it. Frustration is like that stubborn knot in your favorite sweater, it just won't budge no matter how much you pull on it. But instead of ripping the whole sweater apart, which, let's face it, happens sometimes in life, what if we learn to gently entangle that knot? That's exactly what we're going to do today. We'll explore 5 key strategies for navigating those frustrating moments and coming out the other side feeling calm, centered, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. Firstly, let's talk about awareness. Have you ever noticed how often frustration sneaks up on us? It's like a sneaky ninja lurking in the shadows until BAM. You find yourself feeling your GPS even though it's just doing its job. The first step to dealing with frustration is becoming aware of it when it happens. Pay attention to your body. Do you feel tension in your shoulders? A knot in your stomach? Does your breathing become shallow? Recognizing these physical signs can give you a head start on managing those feelings before they spiral out of control. Next, take a deep breath. Seriously, I mean it. When frustration hits, our natural instinct is to rush into fight or flight mode. But pausing for even a few seconds can make all the difference. That deep, slow inhale and exhale can help calm your nervous system and bring you back into the present moment. It's like hitting the pause button on that crazy internal monologue and giving yourself a chance to think clearly. Speaking of thinking clearly, let's talk about perspective. Ever find yourself dwelling on something that just feels utterly unfair? Maybe someone cut you off in traffic or your favorite show got cancelled the injustice. It's easy to get sucked into a vortex of negativity, but remember this. Life is really black and white. There are always multiple sides to every story, and what seems like an insurmountable problem today might be a minor blip on the radar tomorrow. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Are you your own worst critic? Do you tend to beat yourself up when things don't go your way? This is where self-compassion comes in. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has setbacks, and that's okay. Instead of berating yourself, acknowledge those feelings and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. Finally, let's talk about action. Frustration is often a sign that something needs to change. Maybe it's time to set boundaries, communicate your needs more clearly, or simply take a step back from the situation. Don't just let those feelings fester, channel them into positive action. This doesn't mean you have to conquer every frustration in one fell swoop. Sometimes taking small steps can make a big difference. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and your usual reaction is to slam on the brakes, metaphorically speaking, of course, and unleash a torrent of road rage. But today, you decide to switch gears. You take a few deep breaths, acknowledge that you're feeling frustrated, and then put on your favorite playlist. You turn that simmering frustration into an opportunity to unwind and enjoy the moment. See? It's all about shifting your perspective and finding those pockets of peace amidst the chaos. Remember, you are capable of transforming those frustrating moments into opportunities for growth and self-discovery. By becoming more aware, practicing self-compassion, taking action, and finding that inner peace, you can navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So keep on shining bright, my friends. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of calm in their life. And until next time, let that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.